to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for our weekly review with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, to the top 10 items, if you will, the stories that we've reviewed with the folks at Talkers.com and the people who are making the focus so interesting, conversation about people, places, and things. So, Michael, it's up to you now to give us some more drama.
It's up to me to be dramatic?
Oh, dramatic, yes.
Okay, I'll be dramatic. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and LeBron suspension. At number 9, we have the British Prince is born, tied with that Spanish train disaster. I don't know if you saw that video. Quite terrifying.
Yeah.
At number 8, unrest in Egypt, tied with U.S.-Syria policy. Snowden enters Russia at number 7. The 2016 presidential race making its appearance on our survey at number 6. And it'll probably be there for the next 4 years, 3 years. Number 5, the IRS scandal. At number 4, the Detroit bankruptcy. At number 3, Obamacare implementation. The Zimmerman verdict aftermath is still number 2. And number 1 from Gotham City, the Big Apple. Anthony Weiner.
Very dramatic, Michael. That's very good.
How I do. Yeah. His case.
Yeah.
And Anthony Weiner.
Well, I think there's a what the F here when it comes to him. I don't know if I'm appalled or amazed that this is the number one item of all of the things that are being discussed that are supposedly important. I don't know that that necessarily is the bellwether for where things get. It's just when you survey the stations and you get an idea of what people think is intelligent or important, how is this either?
It's not intelligent, it's not important, but it sure is interesting.
I don't even find it interesting.
I don't want to know anything.
I just look at this. No, I look at this guy, and he makes me sick. Looking at him, he's got narcissist, he's got sick, he's got user, he's got everything written all over his face. The guy deserves to be a garbage collector in the Bronx.
He certainly doesn't deserve to be a front runner in the mayoral race.
No, I mean, something. Tell you about
like,
the.
That's the best they can do. The other thing that bothers me, and I sound like a crank when I say this, is the enormous amount of news attention. Not so much on talk radio, a little bit on talk radio, but obviously it's in the top 10. But the gigantic news coverage with all of the things going on in the world about the royal baby.
Yeah.
At
number 9, that's okay. But there is a lot of...
At number 9, it's tied with a train disaster on the other side of the ocean. You know, that's fine on talk radio. It's interesting. It makes discussion of the various subjects multidimensional. Yeah. But I'm talking about in the mainstream news. I'm talking about on television. I'm talking about something like 25 to 30% of the actual time spent on the news. In television and, many magazines and newspapers has been about the birth of a baby in another country for a monarchy that really has no meaning other than it's entertaining. And that, to me, is an example of what's wrong with journalism today. Let's go to the people chart. At number 10, Ryan Braun and Alex Rodriguez. That Alex Rodriguez story is sort of in the shadow of the Aaron Hernandez story. Not that Alex Rodriguez is a criminal of that level, but or an alleged criminal of that level. But, man, there's a guy whose star is certainly not rising anymore. At number 9, we have Prince William and Kate Middleton. Okay. Eric Holder and Eric Snowden at 8. Ted Cruz at 7. Rick Snyder and Kevin Orr at 6. Number 5, we have George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, whose names will always be linked, unfortunately. Barack Obama is at 4. Hillary is at 3. Huma Abedin, the good wife, at number 2. And the bad husband, Anthony Weiner, at number 1.
All right. So we have these things that keep there. Every week we look at these stories, come up with 10 that have made it big on the local stations, the national hosts, and so forth and so on. There are weekend programs that exist in a different sort of space or universe that are on a lot of these talk radio programs. I've referred to them over the years as How to Heaven. I do one on medicine with a doctor. There are a number of good computer and technology shows. There are a number of health shows. There are specialty. People are doing the Money Pit, for example, the home improvement shows. I'm amazed, actually, Michael, at the number of shows that there are that are nuanced, both national and local. And one of the ones that continues to fascinate me is the cigar thing. But maybe you can talk about some of the programs that are most successful, that are niche, that are nuanced, that are very popular, the weekend shows, something like Kim Komando shows. A good, she and Laporte do great technology shows. But it really, to find an audience for a show, the racing shows, the car, it just is an amazing reality. There's so much variety, and people say, why don't we have variety like this during the week? Sometimes you hear that from people.
Yeah. There's not enough of an audience sometimes to make it worth a whole week on a major radio station. But there is enough of an audience for niche shows to be on the weekend or to, sometimes you have a niche show in psychology. For example, Dr. Joy Brown is a very, very big talent and on daily across the country. She's a niche because relationships talk is no longer the mainstream of talk radio. It can be. There used to be sports was considered a niche, and now it's become a genre of its own. So some of these could expand based on changing times. But at the moment, there's even though computers is probably second to the weather, the number one thing people talk about, I don't know whether or not a computer show would have enough interest, you know, on a daily basis, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. But the answer to your big question is, why do they exist on weekends, and how do they exist? They find their audience because there are people who will spend one day a week and make an appointment to hear a show if it's good that addresses a specific interest of theirs, like home improvement or gardening or finance or technology, computers, or health or any number of these specialty topics. But the real secret is they are much easier to find sponsors for. These are large industries that are very actively looking for places to advertise and to promote. And so when the salespeople go into a Home Depot that wants to get its name out to home improvement people, or in NASCAR, or things of that nature with the racing, or all of the many, many, many health companies out there, and I say that in quotes, some of them are real drugs and some of them are, you know, non-accredited health remedies. They're looking for places to get their message out. These shows are great buys, and they do very well in the marketplace. And that's the reason that's the reason there are so many of them.
Mm-hmm. And is there a prospect for there being more? Can you come up with any other ideas that as
endless? Endless. I think one of the most under-exploited areas of talk radio is science and metaphysics, philosophy. Yeah. I think that the, like George Norrie does to a certain degree, or I'm blanking on his name, the guy Bell, Art Bell, did. Or way back in the old days, Long John Nebel.
Oh, my heavens, yes.
You know, I think there's a huge interest in that kind of thing. And, of course, the biggest area that has not been exploited by talk radio, and the reason is because nobody knows how to do it, is female targeted programs.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few female targeted programs on talk radio, and one of the big problems is they don't really know what women want on the radio. At least that's what it seems like. I mean, which seems preposterous, considering there's so much media in this country targeted to women successfully. But it's very hard, at least for the present establishment in the radio industry, to translate what magazines have done well over the year and what TV has done well over the year in creating program that'll draw lots and lots of women beyond on the FM dial, adult contemporary and soft rock.
Yep. Well, you got to have the ambiance. The morning program, not to make this too much of a plug, that I do during the week, the Good Day program, is aimed at women, but because it's on a lot of stations that are traditionally what we call the survey kind of stations that we cater to with the talk radio countdown show, there is perceived sort of a chasm there. Okay, the political news talk stations are basically speaking to men.
And yeah, they're male skewed, and yeah. and they have stationality, so they don't want to have anything on them that might appeal to women because it won't feel like it's part of the station.
Yeah, Michael Harrison is here. We're talking about the world of talk radio from his perch as the editor and publisher at Talkers.com.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit AmericasBestValueInn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club, and now he gets an instant 15% discount room upgrade at late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We always love getting into the nuance of what's going on with some of the programming changes and the stars. I say stars. Do you think radio people ought to be called stars, hosts?
Yes, I hope they are, and I wish there'd be more. Radio needs stars, and it does have its stars. It just doesn't have enough stars.
Yeah. So local stars and national stars.
Local stars are great. I mean, there's nothing greater than somebody who's well-known in their community because of the radio, and they've been there for years, and they're going to stay there for years. I think that's a great position to be in.
I'm thinking of Hal in Dallas. What's his last name? Hal. You know who I mean? The big...
He's not that big a star. I don't know.
I mean, I can't remember his last... But he's been there for a long, long time. You look at some of the stars that have been on. I'm thinking about Matty Siegel in Boston, been on for almost 40 years on the same station. Gambling in New York.
Bill Handel at KFI.
Yeah. All right, so just coming up with some of these folks who may... Well, Handel's become a national name because of his illegal show that's on the weekend, Speaking Again.
Yeah, but he's famous for his show in L.A.
Yeah, oh yeah, he does a great job.
He's not a national household name because of his weekend legal show.
Yep.
But he is a household name in Los Angeles because of his daily morning show.
For sure. Michael Harrison, interpreting the numbers and the information that makes it so interesting to be doing this review every week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now time for us to visit with Michael Levine from Levine Communication Office. He's the founder of this PR company in Los Angeles. He's been doing a great job on our program, and for years he's been a guest on television and radio shows, writing guest columns about what happens in the world of PR, the images that we talk about here, people and things. And so I like to pick a couple of these out each week from our top 10 for Michael to address. Certainly, we don't need to talk anymore about Mr. Weiner. We've talked about him before, even though he's the number one person on the list this week. Hard to believe that a character like this gets that much attention. But along with him, Michael, his wife, Huma, has gotten a lot of attention. And one wonders, there's all the speculation about whether she's a lesbian or why she stands by her man, or what it is that would cause someone to do or act as she has acted. Does she need a PR expert? Does she need somebody to help her with her image? She's an attractive woman, but you know what I'm talking about. A little more than looks to whether your image works.
Well, one might argue that she already has a PR person, and that her PR person is one of the best in the world, and that is Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be following many of the same moves as her former boss, Hillary Clinton. And, I don't know. This episode seems even more outrageous by the minute. And, I think that the sympathy that, people might have had for her initially the first time with the first episode is now turning into disgrace and humiliation for many people. I know at least as many people that think she's crazy and pathetic as they do sympathetic. So, this episode is just so bizarre that, I'll tell you one of the most bizarre aspects of it. His name recognition is so great that he's done pretty well in the polls. Now, I predict he's going to crash. There's just no way that New Yorkers are... I'm from New York. I own a house in New York. I mean, there's no way that New Yorkers are that stupid. We're stupid, but not that stupid. And so I predict his poll numbers are going to crash. But what's interesting is how important name recognition is in the political process.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing how this thing has gotten to where it is. All right, let's take another personality this week that's big in the news, Ryan Braun. And I guess maybe in general, how Major League Baseball, here we have all the criticism of Major League Football for a lot of scurrilous reasons. Now baseball, this is not new. This has been going on for a number of years. But yet it seems to be getting a little more of a high pitch. So what does Major League Baseball do to convince the people that are going to the parks to support these players and these teams? What does Major League Baseball do to protect their image?
Well, Major League Baseball finds itself in a very, very deep, has a very deep problem, conundrum, not only with doping in its sport, which is significant and really a cancer on the sport, but its lack of appeal in our action world. You know, when I was growing up in New York City, baseball was by far the national pastime. And today it has fallen, I think, to either second or third. So it has problems beyond. I mean, the doping aspect is like a cancer, and it has not addressed it as aggressively as it could or should.
There's the overview. Pretty important, both of those things, and the impressive info that comes from Michael Levine, who, speaking of impressive, also edits the daily LBN Alert, lbnealert.com. Go there and check out how the news is wonderfully covered in an unusual and a pretty productive way. Michael Levine here on The Countdown.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 26th of July, as we review what's going on, the hot hits, the NSA number two on the countdown this week. Talk host Greg Bishop here with a focus on the NSA's surveillance program and how it's changing the way you and me choose to communicate.
It's just a crystal clear example of how news of the government spying on virtually all forms of communication, that is sending a chilling effect and curbing people and how they use the internet. Soldiers' wives, defriending friends on Facebook, people not posting as much on Twitter anymore, not speaking out critically about the government. Oh, it's just working out perfect, right? I say reverse that behavior. I say be more vocal. I say let them know that you're fully aware that they are capturing everything and that they're going to be held accountable for it. Because you can't just have Congress pass some fleeting law and say, okay, yeah, that changes the Fourth Amendment. You can't do that. You have to amend the Constitution in order to amend it, all right? You can't just pass laws saying, oh, the U.S. Patriot Act and the FISA courts, all that's legitimate, it's good, it's lawful, it's legal. No. That's not how it's done. You have to amend the U.S. Constitution if you want to get away with this. And if not, then you're violating the law and you should be held appropriately to charges of treason or what other charges there are when you violate the Constitution blatantly, like it's being done on a regular basis. It's not just with the NSA snooping. It's also with the undeclared wars and the violation of the War Powers Act and so on. But we'll just focus on the NSA deal because I don't want you to curb your usage. I want you to be more vocal. I want you to join me in regularly pointing out that this is wrong. So when I read about the NSA surveillance and the continued revelations that they're looking into a friend of a friend of a friend, so you can be, what, like three or four people removed from a terror suspect and you're going to be monitored, which essentially, I mean, that opens it up to damn near everybody. And the media reporting that people are curbing their online usage. They're considering unfriending acquaintances. Lawyers are rethinking what kind of privacy advice they should give their clients. It's pretty alarming. Of course, you've got some members in Congress who signed off on the Patriot Act, but they didn't think it would go as far as it's been revealed to have gone. And that is every form of communication being monitored.
Here are hosts Steve Scott and Bridget Quinn talking to political analyst Beth Noble about Edward Snowden's extended stay in the beautiful land of Russia.
NSA leaker Edward Snowden, who has been stuck in Moscow's airport for about a month now, apparently now says he wants to make Russia his final stop.
Beth, we heard that he might get paperwork that would let him leave the airport, but that's apparently not what's happening. What is going on?
Well, Bridget, it's a little hard to tell. The Russian media reported early today that he got his papers, and then Snowden's lawyer showed up at the airport and said, no, they haven't come through. They were supposed to come through today under the rules of the Migration Service. He should have heard something today, which was a week after he applied for his asylum. But, you know, I, having lived in Russia for 20 years, I kind of see the fingerprints of the Kremlin all over this thing. So my expectation, just from looking at the fact that Snowden's lawyer is a Russian who's very closely linked to the Kremlin, I think it's just a matter of time before he gets his papers.
Do the Russians want this guy, really? I mean, it's tough to feel sorry for the Russians, but they're in a spot here, aren't they?
You know, they are in a spot, and Putin's come out and sort of made it clear that he this is not a problem he really wanted to have on his agenda. And, you know, what's funny is that, you know, like it or not, not only does he have Snowden there, but this is really threatening to become a pretty serious issue in Russian-American relations.
Yeah, and that on top of already the uncomfortable body language we witnessed the last time President Obama and Vladimir Putin got together, right, Beth?
Well, yeah, I mean, their last meeting was absolutely frosty. And another thing that's not clear is whether they're going to meet in September, you know, have a special summit. President Obama is scheduled to travel in September to St. Petersburg to the G20 summit. And we thought he was going to make a stop in Moscow on the way to have a private meeting with Putin. And now it's really not clear if that's going to happen. The Republican leadership of the U.S. Congress is really pushing Obama to cancel that meeting as a sign of America's displeasure with what's going on with Snowden.
Coming up, we'll move to another one of the most talked about items this week, the bankruptcy for the city of Detroit. That's next here on our weekly talk radio review.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit AmericasBestValueInn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them.
Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
A continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, I'm Doug Steffen, Detroit's bankruptcy number 5 on this week's countdown. Host Jeff Wagner talking about how Detroit got into the position where it had to, in fact, to survive, file for bankruptcy.
It's a truly ugly situation. For years, the Wall Street Journal has an interesting editorial about this. For years, Detroit has been gutting services and sucking taxpayers dry to finance retirement and debt obligations. Get this. Nearly 70% of Detroit parks have been closed since 2008. 4 in 10 streetlights don't work. The city has cut its police force by 40% in a decade. Response times are 5 times longer than the national average, and it has one of the highest violent crime rates in the country. So Detroit, an absolute and total mess. No question about it. But here's the flip side of this. How has Detroit been trying to choose to deal with this as it's been getting worse and worse? Well, Wall Street Journal continues. Meanwhile, Detroit residents pay the highest property and income taxes in the state of Michigan. Last year, its business tax doubled. About 40% of revenues go toward retirement benefits and debt, much of which was issued in the last 10 years to finance pension contributions. Payments on $1.6 billion of pension-related certificates of participation consume nearly every dollar of property tax revenue. So in other words, what they were doing is you had these out of control public employee costs that were completely and totally swallowing up the city. What Detroit decided to do in response to this, instead of trying to rein in those costs, they said, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to increase the taxes. We're going to make businesses pay more for operating here. We're going to make taxpayers who live in the city pay more. And what happened? Well, you had more and more people who just decided to leave. And at some point in time, what you see is a situation that just becomes absolutely and totally completely unsustainable. And that's where Detroit is now. Completely and totally unsustainable, with no choice other than bankruptcy.
Here are talk hosts Bruce Wolf and Sam Adam with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones about what he believes would be next for the city of Detroit.
We look at Detroit as a cautionary tale for Chicago. I got to tell you, around here, they're refusing to see that the sky could be falling one of these days. It has fallen in Detroit. And give us the latest on what you're doing about it there.
Well, the governor has decided that they should go into bankruptcy. It will end up in federal court. A federal judge will look everything over and probably start selling things. In theory, he could sell Belle Isle. He could sell, they own part of the tunnel. There's artwork.
Howdy Doody.
Probably the animals in the zoo, yeah. Could all be sold.
You know that you own Howdy Doody as well? Did you know that? Howdy Doody, the puppet, actually was bought for some museum, and of course it's not even in a museum right now. It's in some kind of storage. So even the $300,000 that was paid for that puppet, it hasn't been put to use. But, you know, all kidding aside there, it does look like, I don't know how much left there is to sell in Detroit. It's better that the unions and the bondholders take the haircut and that Detroit start actually restoring some city services, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's about an hour to get police response. It simply can't keep going that way. I think that we need to shrink the city down to a size that can be vibrant and grow again. It's possible.
One of the things I've noticed here, though, is it's not all doom and gloom there in Detroit. I'm looking at a couple of articles here, one on CNN Money, that talks about that there's local entrepreneurs here that say now is a good time to come to Detroit and invest, that Michigan eliminated its 4.95 tax on small businesses, and it's even started to phase out property tax. Would you say, you know, J.P. Morgan's father always told him the best time to invest is when there's blood in the streets. Is this something that the entrepreneurs there are looking at and saying, you know, Detroit might be a good place to start reinvesting?
You know, I would agree with that completely. I've toured the city. There's definitely areas there where there's money to be made. We have completely changed this tax structure in Michigan for businesses. We basically put a sign out, Michigan is open for business, and now is the time to come be an entrepreneur.
Now let's get some talk radio caller reaction to this as we monitor a lot of the great talk radio programs around the country. Some of the calls here are sort of in a montage as they focus sort of in a unilateral way on the possibility of there being a federal bailout for Detroit.
I grew up in the city of Detroit. My folks were going through the Depression. I went through the two riots that were in Detroit. And the city is built on people that have courage, whether they're black, white, Mexican, Italian, German, Polish, Yugoslavia, you name it. We had them, and we still have them in the city of Detroit. The city of Detroit will come back if the people are let to bring it back. And they should not sell off the art institution. If Detroit has to give that up, it should become a federal building. The federal government should help bail out Detroit because they also helped put us in the hole with some of the things that they did.
I do not think that the government could just jump in and bail them out. Detroit's got a lot of problems. You know, the fact that they're population is diminished, it doesn't help. That's going to make it even tougher to try to come up with a solution. I think they need to look at solutions. They need to go through bankruptcy and then divvy up what's left and figure out a way to go forward from there.
I had to call you this morning because I see it from a very different way. Detroit is basically 80% black, and that means something because it is 80% black, and all this time it's been making money. That's because the workforce was moved into the city, but the city is phenomenally rich with artifacts, with art, with all these things, and Lee Iacocca, the Chrysler people, Ford people, all these chairmen of the board have amassed over the years. Well, they got all this thing there now, and the whites no longer live there. They've disbanded the city, but the blacks own all of this thing, the 10% of the city that's left there. That's black. And these people can't have that much money and power amassed. What should happen is we see that they're lining up the whole thing. They're just going to take these artifacts and everything for little or nothing. They're going to auction them off. When you auction them off, you know, you don't get the full price for them. So they're just taking their fortune.
I'm calling from the northern part of the state, and what I wanted to point out is that Detroit's success and the Tri-County area in that part of the state is so critical to the rest of the state because the money that's earned down there, a lot of that money eventually gets spent throughout the state with tourism and, you know, travel and that sort of thing. I wouldn't be asking for a bailout for the city, and I do understand the things that people say about the history of it, and it does go back a long ways. But, you know, they've got to figure out a way, and everybody's going to have to suffer through this. But we need that city to be have some modicum of success so that the rest of the state can share.
I believe Detroit is a perfect example of the public employee unions just completely destroying the place. The
you know, it just finally come to a head, and it was never going to work. You're promising people things that you're never going to be able to deliver. Well, that's what got them so far in the hole is all public employee union members and their pitches.
Up next, we check in with our attorney, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to review some of the hot hits from the talkers list. And to do that, at least from the legal point of view, is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, professor, one of the country's leading experts when it comes to the law. Anthony Weiner,
Oh, yeah. Do
you believe this is the number one issue of the week on the talkers chart? Now, what I want to know is, even though his wife is smiling and saying, I'm standing by my man, this guy is a worm, and it would seem to me that his wife has a case. What could his wife do if she wanted, I mean, just go to divorce court? Does this guy have money? What's the story here?
Yeah, I'm not so sure she has money, and it's interesting that you mentioned what would she be able to do, because one of the things, actually a course I'm teaching over the summer, is marriage separation and divorce, and one of the things that's very hard for people to understand when it comes to divorces is today it's looked at primarily as a financial partnership, and so if you have somebody who is a slime bag, as Mr. Weiner apparently is, that doesn't affect the division of property. And so he can be just the absolute rotten guy unless he has been acting irresponsibly in regard to the finances. It would not be a factor in whether she would get alimony, whether in an amount or division of property. So as far as actions against him, she really doesn't have a legal action for intentional infliction of emotional distress or anything like that. She could certainly and New York was the last state to put in no-fault divorce. She could do that. She might even be able to do it on one of the fault grounds. But she wouldn't get any more money just because he was a sleaze.
No. Sleaze has no value then, apparently, at least in marriage.
That's what President Clinton told me.
Yeah. Wow. There's the rumor around that there's something going on between Weiner's wife and Clinton's wife.
Well, they had worked together quite closely, and there are all kinds of rumors, and you know, you never can tell. Boy, as my grandmother used to say, I can keep a secret. It's the people I tell that can't keep a secret.
That's it. Let's get who knows. That right. All right. The Braun suspension in baseball and what league he admits to doing what they charged him with. So what happens to him? What are his rights here, or does Major League Baseball have all the rights and they can do what they want, and he has to do what they tell him to do?
He was smart on this one. He has rights of appeal. Meanwhile, the union wasn't even supportive of him this time. They really got him dead to rights. And some of our listeners who may not be familiar, Ryan Braun a year or so ago he took a drug test. He flunked it. The drug test was taken on a Friday, and the rules, the protocol are that after the test is taken, the person who takes the test is supposed to seal the bottle, FedEx it to a lab. Now, it was too late on Friday to have it get there the next day. So to preserve it, this person who took the test sealed it, put it in his refrigerator. Didn't alter it in any fashion. But the fact that he didn't send it immediately was grounds for invalidating the test. So Braun, he kept saying, you know, I'm innocent. But the reason that I'm able to challenge this is because they didn't follow the protocol. So any suspension was thrown out. This time he's caught dead to rights. It shows he was lying before, and he was smart enough not to exercise any appeal. He got a 65-game suspension. That probably was the least he would have gotten away. Now they're even saying that Alex Rodriguez may have something more, and is trying to figure why. And the reason they're talking with Rodriguez is Rodriguez actually, the rumors are, may have not only taken the performance-enhancing drugs, but lied about that to the commissioner, dealt with obstruction of justice, and may have even brought other players into this particular lab. So the big news is going to be what happens to Alex Rodriguez.
So could he be sued by others? You know, is he more, he's maybe got his chin stuck out a little further than Braun does?
Yeah, he really is facing, this was one thing when I first heard that there was more against Rodriguez and even facing a lifetime ban. He's really got his foot in it, because it's not just a matter of him actually taking steroids. It can be a matter of obstructing justice, which can be interpreted as actions detrimental to baseball, and they could be ready to throw the book at him. Meanwhile, you've got a New York Yankees team that is paying him huge money and would love probably to get out of it, that contract, and they would not be at all unhappy to see him probably bounced.
Yeah. All right, so there are two important cases, stories, if you will, that are part of what's in the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week, the Wiener case and the Braun suspension. From the point of view of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's talking about teaching a course, he's a professor at Bentley University here in the Boston area, also founder of Scamicide.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.